Good morning. It is Brian and Tricia, and as part of the AT&T Morning Line for the Kentucky Derby Festival, we have Alan Roop from Kern's Kitchen on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Tricia. How you doing?
Doing great, and really excited to talk to you to learn about the Derby Pie.
Well, what would you like to learn? I've been at it for about 67 years, and I sure have plenty yet to learn.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What is the history, and how are you involved with it? Tell us about your story, your family story with that.
Well, my grandparents started. Walter and Leodra Kern and my Uncle George Kern were running a little restaurant outside of Louisville, Kentucky called the Melrose Inn, and developed the pies, their specialty item, their signature item for the restaurant. And once they came up with the pie they liked, they actually sat around in front of the restaurant one night after hours and put a bunch of names in a hat, and Derby Pie was the name that was drawn out. So that's how it started, and they continued to make the pie as their specialty item for the restaurant for, I don't know, eight years or so. I think they quit running the restaurant in about 62 and then just continued making pies out of their home kitchen and still servicing the Melrose Inn and adding a few other restaurants. Well, I came into the business in about 73, and at that time, they only had 14 accounts, and 13 of them were restaurants and one retail.
And the Derby Pies, there weren't that many made at that point, about 1,000 a day or 1,000 each season?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, back in the 60s, yeah, it was, grandparents were both elderly, so they kind of, it was their, a little special niche that they had on baking them and selling them to some of the nicer restaurants in Louisville at that time.
And I say 1,000 is not a lot. That's a lot of pies to make, but you guys have really upped it. How many are you making these days?
Well, not enough. We're not making enough, Trish. This time of year is always a fun time of year for us. But, we're running, I think we're going to run close to 7,000 this week. That's what we're shooting for anyway.
Wow. That's a lot of pies.
Yeah, we're running about, normally we're somewhere between, I'd say, 600 to 1,200 a day, and that's pumped up to closer to 15 to 2,000 a day.
Well, how can people find out where to get a Derby pie? Where do they get this special pie?
Most of the Kroger deli bakeries, the Kroger stores in the deli bakery section will be carrying it. So that's a great opportunity there. Some of the Sam's Clubs, I believe the Sam's Clubs in your neck of the woods is carrying us. And then they can order direct off our website, derbypie.com, and we can ship it right to the door. But I would not recommend they wait till the last minute to do that.
Yeah, these are in high demand.
They are. It's a good time of year for us.
Tell us what it is that makes this pie so special. What's in it?
Well, it's a blend, kind of a combination between real chocolate and California walnuts. It's the interaction between those two, and then we do all our own crust. Today's a big crust day for us, a big dough day. So we'll start with those and. Strongly suggest that it be oven warm. The pie is fully baked when you get it. It's fully prepared, and I've got friends that like to eat it right out of the freezer like a candy bar. But when you warm it up, that's when that chocolate, you get a little smoothness and richness out of the chocolate, and the nuts are a little crunchy, and they add a lot to the flavor and the texture. And then our crust is a light, flaky crust that really just tops it all off.
All right. Tell us that website one more time so people can get in there and order their pie.
DerbyPie.com, DerbyPie.com.
All right, Alan Root from Kern's Kitchen, thanks so much.
Well, thanks, Trish. Appreciate it.
And this has been part of the AT&T Morning Line for the Kentucky Derby Festival, and we are Quixie 98.3.